Okay, so I wanted to start off this podcast by saying that I experienced grief for the first time in a serious matter after my dad passed away. My dad passed away 6 months ago, and it's been a really interesting journey thus far. I wanted to include some guests on this podcast. I do some writing in my spare time with it, and I just really wanted to come out and explore grief in a more meaningful way. I know that grief is something that we're all going to experience someday, whether that is a family member or a friend or a pet or somebody that's in our life that gave us impactful moments. For me, it was my dad. Before it was my dad, it was one of my good friends that I went to college with. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks when my dad passed away. But also, after my dad passed away, his best friend passed away 6 weeks later, which also added some feelings in the grief cycle as well. So, I wanted to use this as something open to discuss grief, who it is, how it affected us, that kind of stuff. And I wanted to invite friends of mine to speak about their experiences of grief and really just go from there. So, welcome. I wanted to continue with, so I kind of made like a questionnaire almost for myself and for future guests of the show. So, first of all, the person that I lost was my dad. And like I said, shortly after him, I lost his best friend. And I think that, our relationship, both my dad and his best friend, those are the two closest men in my life, my dad, and then basically like a secondary father figure, almost a blood relative, who I referred to as uncle all of my life. And I lost my dad when I was 29 years old, and literally 7 days before I turned 30, almost. And this loss, his loss was 6 months ago, almost 7 months ago. His best friend's loss was just hit 6 months, I believe, or 5 months. Just hit 5 months. It was January 1st of this year. So, something that we didn't expect at the time was just the outpouring of support and the love and the just overall awesomeness that everybody in our life had been. We had just been inundated with food and help and simple tasks that we needed to have completed, were completed without question. And we just have this new relationship with people that we never thought that we would have because of my dad and the life that he led. I was reconnected with old friends of mine after my dad's friend passed away that I'm really thankful that they're back in my life because, we had a friendship before, and then for whatever reason, we just fell off. I would say that if I've learned anything about myself, it's that somebody up there has a plan for me. Whether that's God, whether that's my dad, whoever it is, somebody has a plan for me. I've been through some rough patches since my dad passed away. I recently lost my job at the place that I loved working. I still have my friends from there, so that's great, but at the end of the day, it's a rough patch for me since grief. One of my good friends that I work with, he mentioned to me that in grief, you have to take time for yourself. When he was grieving the loss of somebody close to him, he took a lot of naps, he played a lot of video games. But he said he didn't do enough of it. And that's really what's important, is finding the time to sit down and have the moments that you need to have. To me, it's something like, you don't ever know what's going to happen. And that's another lesson that I learned, is that, you have to use every day as a blessing, basically. Every time that you wake up, every time that you do something, you have to live that life to the fullest because you never know when that life is going to end. In other words, you never know when that moment's going to be your last moment. And My dad was always somebody who just lived life to the fullest. He wanted to go see a concert. If somebody came into town that he wanted to see, he was seeing them. In our last concert together, there was John Mellencamp in like a really small theater in Pittsburgh. Living my life to the fullest, knowing that there's a plan for me somewhere, despite how complicated of a plan that might be, and just kind of learning that no matter what, there's always going to be people in your corner that are rooting for you no matter what. And that's a tribute to my dad right there. He always was in somebody's corner rooting for them no matter what their deal was or anything. Going into kind of what does grief mean to me, it's a really weird feeling. It's something that it As the podcast, as I'm naming the podcast, Ebbs and Flows, it's 100% something that ebbs and flows. It's something that is getting more deep, and it's like the tides basically outside in the ocean, the tides of coming in and coming out, ebbing and flowing. That's what grief means to me. Some days I feel great, some days I wake up and I can't believe that it happened, but overall, the overall feeling that I have is this situation sucks, and there's no other way to describe it than this situation sucks. There's just so many things that we look at and we think about when we talk about grief. And for me, I haven't really cried. I cried at the funeral. I cried a little bit when I was writing something, when I was first jotting out my feelings. But other than that, I really haven't gotten those emotions out. Writing my emotions down really helps, getting those things on paper and exploring memories that I remember from doing things with my dad and just being able to reflect on this whole process. I think that's what grief means to me, is just an overall reflection. And so going off of that, going off of those writings and things like that, that's the way that I cope with my grief. My grief is present every day. There's everyday moments where I look around and say, wow, I wish I could, my dad could be here to experience these things. And obviously not having him here is, it's very weird. And I do a lot of, like my friend said, you gotta play video games, you gotta sleep, you gotta do all that kind of stuff. And I find it most helpful to engage with family and friends, because they loved my dad as well, and we're building these new relationships with people that we never had before. Or we've had relationships with people, but not as strong as they are today. I actually was at an arts fair earlier this week, and I bought Father's Day gifts for a couple people in my life that have really come together and kind of adopted me into kind of their own family. A couple of these people don't have kids of their own, and it's just very cool to see how, they're able to kind of have a father-son relationship with me, even if they don't have kids of their own. So it's a very interesting and unique process. But yeah, I wanted to open up this space for anybody of my friends or, people that are close to us that have experienced losses before, and I want to give them the opportunity to talk to me about their grief and talk to me about things that they've learned and whatnot. I think this could be very powerful as it goes. This is going to be available on Spotify and possibly Apple Podcasts. I'm not really sure yet, but I do want to give people the opportunity to come on and tell me about their grief. I'd also want to give the opportunity for people to write to me and tell me what they're feeling. My background is I am a therapist. I have therapy background, and I have a bit of a social work background as well. I used to work in a hospital, and I used to be involved with people in their acute presentation of grief, their very first look at it. Yeah, it's very. It's difficult, but also it's something that needs to be talked about, and we need to talk about it more. So, welcome to Ebbs and Flows. This is the first kind of intro episode to this podcast. I hope that we can find meaning in this, and I'll just leave it open to whoever wants to join me for my first episode of my first interview. So, yeah, thanks for listening.